Welcome to CrossFit Mooloolaba's Community Fitness Mindset, where we discuss how to get the most out of your training and improving your way of life. Welcome to episode 8. We're going to talk about a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. So first thing about understanding what is a growth mindset is that folks that have a growth mindset identify everything as an opportunity to grow and learn. For them, there's no such thing as failure, and that we actually seek failure for its lessons. Growth-minded folks are also actually more accurate when it comes to realistically predicting their abilities, because as they train or as they try new things, they're always stopping and reassessing and seeing, where's my skill level at now? And how could I refine this? What do I need to work on? And they're always trying to get an accurate read on what it is they're doing. When we have a fixed mindset, we see everything as a test, pass or fail. Folks with a fixed mindset see themselves as either good or bad, or good at something or bad at something. They make unrealistic expectations of where they're at. They either assign themselves to being bad at something and therefore I don't need to work on it because I'm just bad at it and that's the way I was born, or I'm good at something because I was just born that way. When we have a fixed mindset, we tend to overinflate the importance of natural talent versus talent that's been earned and trained. When someone with a fixed mindset comes across failure, happen to see it as a failure of their own person, and they hide, they lie, and lose motivation. So if they have a workout where it has pull-ups and they think, I'm good at pull-ups, and then they don't do so well in that workout, it becomes an attack on their identity because they thought that they were good at pull-ups, and now the evidence is showing them that they're bad at pull-ups. So this is where we might see someone not turn up to training, lose their motivation, eventually drop off training altogether. We might see them start to lie and cheat reps and not do all the work in order to reinforce that belief that they are good at pull-ups or good at whatever it is. And I'm sure we can all think of times where we've had a fixed mindset or we've had a growth mindset. That's one really important point to understand, is that no one is 100% fixed mindset or growth mindset. We can have someone who's completely focused on their growth mindset when it comes to their training and they're amazing at it, but then when it comes to education or something like that, then they have a fixed mindset. So for example, they might think that sporting talent is earned, not given, and that people have to work really, really hard to develop their skills and become good at their craft. But then when it comes to mathematics, you're either good at math or you're bad at math, and that's just the way it is. One thing we can understand from years and years of research is that human beings generally are just human beings, in that we can learn, we can develop new skills. All it takes is focus and practice, and that with enough time and practice, we can become good at anything. So it's definitely more beneficial to be more growth mindsetted in our daily life than it is to be fixed mindset, especially when it comes to CrossFit. So when we have that fixed mindset, we'll find that we'll continue to make poor decisions when it comes to selecting what options to do for a workout because, again, we don't have that realistic expectation of what we're able to accomplish because we're either good, and so we might pick something that's a little bit too hard for us, or we're bad and we might pick something that's too easy for us. But also that we see within the workout, we see it as a test to pass or to fail versus an opportunity to focus on what areas do I need to work on to get better. With practice, we can get better at reinforcing a growth mindset and recognizing when we have a fixed mindset and pulling it up. First thing we need to do is recognize when are those moments when we're practicing that growth mindset, and we want to reinforce those thoughts and sayings that you use when you're in that state. Also want to recognize when you're in a fixed mindset and pull yourself up and change those opinions on whether you're just good at that or just bad at that, or maybe it's when you're looking at someone else, they're either good or they're bad at something like that. Instead, let's start to replace that sort of saying with they're either well-practiced at that or not well-practiced at that, needs more work. So gang, that's recognizing what a growth mindset is and how to reinforce it, and recognizing what a fixed mindset is and how to pull it up, and also understanding why a growth mindset is so important to our progress. Next week, we're going to talk about how to train to be a competitor.